This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. It's so good to be with you. I hope you've had a great afternoon. Fantastic guests, Estelon and Robert Tactalian. Our next one is equally interesting and provocative. Lo Ponte, he's an author, he's a political pundit, he's even a radio talk show host, has been, is authored several books, including Money, Morality, and the Machine, is what we talked about last time. He has worked for 15 years as editor, a roving editor for Reader's Digest magazine. He's been a reporter in Washington, D.C. I mean, he's done a little bit of everything. Very sharp, very interesting. Lo Ponte, so good to have you on the show.
Boy, I better be good, Daniel.
Yes, you have a reputation to live up to.
Okay, well, let me just suggest some of this week's events, and we can kick off from there. I know you'd like to talk about Europe as well. August 9th this week, the anniversary of the U.S. bombing Nagasaki. Not Hiroshima, but Nagasaki. What makes Nagasaki interesting? It had no military significance whatever, but, and this will tell us a lot about the New Deal and what it stood for, Nagasaki was the most Christian city in all of Japan. And when we dropped an atomic bomb on Nagasaki, we dropped it less than a quarter of a mile away from the only Roman Catholic cathedral in Japan. We deliberately slaughtered the most dense Christian population in that country. Why did the Democrats do this? Well, I don't know. Why do you think they would do a thing like that? But there was no reason particularly to bomb Nagasaki other than that. And other than then, for centuries, it was Japan's main port to the Western world. It's where foreigners were allowed to land and trade goods. In fact, if you see Puccini's Madame Butterfly, where an American sailor has a star-crossed love relationship with a young Japanese woman, that was set in Nagasaki. So here we are, seeing what was done during that war, and left wondering, why did those people target that bomb in such a way? Number two, speaking of bombs, August 10th through the 12th, bring the annual Perseid meteor showers, the old faithful of meteor showers, where you should be able to see at least a shooting star a minute if you look up into the sky. When I was a little kid, my parents had a calendar posted up next to the clock in our kitchen. And so in my head, I always associated the calendar being just another kind of timekeeping device. But in fact, that is not what a calendar is. A calendar is a map, and every date on it is a place that our planet comes to as it makes its annual orbit around the sun. And during several of those places, but particularly during the Perseid meteor showers, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, our planet is splashing through a river of stardust in space. Stardust left by an ancient comet called Swift-Tuttle. And it is that stardust splashing into our atmosphere that causes these amazing meteor showers, the 4th of July fireworks show of meteor showers. So that is coming up this week, too. And I can give people all kinds of odd advice. This comes from my Reader's Digest days, of course, as to how you watch such a thing. And then...
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. You got me interested. I'm totally pulled in. I'm totally invested now. I got to watch this. How would I watch this?
Golly gosh. Well, a few important things to know. If you really want to see the shooting stars in their optimal light, don't watch television for a few hours. In fact, our tank crews in Europe, in NATO, were under orders not to watch television for 24 hours before they went out on night maneuvers, because looking into a television screen is a lot like looking into a 500-watt electric light bulb in terms of your night vision. So that will help. It is better to look for shooting stars, if you can, after midnight. Why after midnight? Because our planet is turning. And before midnight, if you are looking into the sky to see shooting stars, you are in effect in a car zooming down a road at 65,000 miles an hour, but you are looking out the rear window. Now, if you're driving across, say, Missouri or Kansas on a summer night, do the fireflies smash into the back window of your car or into the windshield? They smash into the windshield. Mm-hmm. And therefore, what you want is to be looking forward as the planet is thundering forward at 17.5 miles a second. And forward is the sky over your head at night after midnight. That's when we make the turn into the direction the planet is moving. And so that is an excellent time to look for shooting stars. What should you expect to see? You should expect to see a lot of little darts, little flashes of light going across the heavens, and a few fireballs that literally leave a trail of smoke behind them and are very bright. These will tend to radiate or appear to radiate from the northeastern sky near the constellation Perseus, hence the nickname the Perseids for this meteor shower. It just seems to be where they come from. Now, you may see one on the opposite side of the sky, but if you trace back its trail, all those things will go back to that point in the northwest sky or northeast sky where Perseus is. And so those are Perseids. Others are just other random shooting stars. What are you seeing? You are seeing very tiny bits of matter. The average Perseid is made by a piece of matter about the size of a grain of sand and about the density of cigarette ash. However, it's hitting the planet's atmosphere at up to 100,000 miles an hour. So imagine rubbing your hands together at 100,000 miles an hour, and you get some idea how much heat can be generated as those begin to hit oxygen molecules high up in our atmosphere. They will begin to glow at about 90 miles over your head. They will dissipate by about 60 miles over your head. The fireballs that you see coming down may be the size of a child's marble. But there, too, they're moving at tremendous speed, and they are about the density of cigarette ash. So they will dissipate very quickly.
I told you, ladies and gentlemen, how provocative he is, how interesting he is. Lowell, you're fascinating me. Are you finished, or do you want to get
this discourse?
I got the important things. After midnight, don't watch television for a couple hours before, and then we're going to see the show. 10,
yeah, 10, and, 12. And preferably lie down on a roof or whatever with no electric light in your neighborhood shining in your eyes so that your eyes can truly adjust to the darkness. That will help.
Now, you got a couple, you write for WorldNet Daily now also. There's a couple very important, I think important, articles. One of them's called The Ominous New Wall Around America and the Color of Politics. We've seen identity politics and, you know, whatever social justice or injustice means and how white people are involved with that. I want to get to Europe, and I want to talk about the EU because this, I just came from Europe. And this is a very important subject that I didn't, you taught me some things that I didn't really know. So those are the three things. What would you like to talk about first?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me. Make it easy on yourself.
Well, let's start with the EU.
To me, everything is just
one field.
It all ties together.
Let's start with the EU and give us a little history of, you know, the person who basically came up with the idea, what it is, and how this is Germany's basically third attempt to take over Europe in a century. Let's discuss that for a little
bit. Now, let's remember, we talk in terms of world wars or the 30 years war or whatever in Europe. What you basically need to know is Europe has been in a more or less continuous civil war for 400 years. And it's just a matter of who will win. It hasn't really been very unified since the Roman Empire collapsed, except by the United States. After World War II, we stepped in, and with our nuclear weapons and might, we gave Europe the longest period of peace it has experienced since the days of the Emperor Augustus under the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago. So we have been good for Europe, whether they like to admit it or not. what happened after World War II, there was a very interesting political scientist. He has a long and distinguished history in many ways. His name is Jean Monnet, M-O-N-N-E-T. You can call him the founding father of what today we call the European Union. But you ask, why did England stage Brexit? Why did the majority of the British vote to leave the European Union? Well, one explanation of that comes from Frederick Forsyth, the novelist, the guy who wrote Day of the Jackal, The Odessa File, and so on. He is also a British journalist. And so he, who was very much a supporter of Brexit, did an investigation into Jean Monnet's background and found there some of Monnet's diaries. And remember, what we call the European Union today has evolved through several things, either the steel and coal union and so on since World War II. But Monnet was passionate about two things. Number one, he didn't want any more world wars. He did not want Europe torn apart. The only way to do that would be to unify Europe under basically one government, not a bunch of little nation states that would war with each other. And number two, as Monnet was passionately concerned, Adolf Hitler, bad though he was, evil and satanic though he was democratically elected. Monnet, as a dedicated progressive, did not want any more democracy. He regarded democracy as a very evil thing, which is why the European Union has virtually none. You'll notice. Everything is just run by a little elite of scientists and bureaucrats in Brussels. And the British woke up one day and realized that 63% of all the regulations and laws controlling their lives were coming not from people they'd elected to Parliament, but were coming from Brussels, were coming from the European Union. And the worst of these was a regulation that said, there are no more barriers in the EU to immigration. Meaning, if someone is brought to Germany from, say, Syria, and is a Muslim, and isn't happy with Germany, he's perfectly free to pick up and move to London. The English authorities, as a member of the EU, cannot stop him. He has an absolute right to go there and to look around and say, you know, I haven't found a job that satisfies me. And at that point, the British taxpayer is required to care for him for the rest of his life and has no say about whether he can go to the British lands or become a citizen. He is an EU citizen from the point of view of Germany and others. Angela Merkel brought more than 1.5 million such people into Germany and then, in effect, unleashed them on the rest of Europe. The EU tried to force other countries to take their fair share of these...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Good to be with you. Lowell Ponte is joining us, and we're discussing the EU right now, and some of Jean Monnet, I guess he would call the brainchild of the EU, some of his diaries. Why don't you go ahead and finish that thought, Lowell?
Oh, you can call him the godfather. In any event, Frederick Forsyth found some of Monnet's original diaries and decided to quote them in the newspapers where he was writing, like the Daily Express in London. One typical quote, and this is the founding father, mind you, or the godfather of the European Union. Europe's nations, wrote Monnet, should be guided towards the superstate, that is the EU, without their people understanding what is happening. This can be accomplished by successive steps, each disguised as having an economic purpose, but which will eventually and irreversibly lead to federation. In other words, to the wiping out of individual nations and their merger forever and ever into the European Union. By the way, you notice when Trump began demanding that the Europeans pay more of their share for the protection we had given them in NATO after World War II, we had done so in such a way that we took over their defense burden. And as a result, whatever money they had, they could then spend on building welfare states. How remarkable. And so Europe is now perfectly content to live in the lap of luxury with their welfare states and let us, our taxpayers, pay the burden of their defense. And this is what Trump is trying to overcome at the moment. But what the European Union responded to Trump by saying, and this was the head of France, Mr. Macron. This was the head of Germany, Angela Merkel, a very strange person we can talk about. Their attitude was, well, we will simply form a European Union military. Of course, we want to do that anyway, because countries like Italy and Slovenia and Poland and so on are threatening to leave, and they're not going to let any more leave if they can possibly avoid it. And if that means those countries don't have an army of their own and they suddenly find 30 or 40,000 European Union troops on their soil, I guess they're going to stay. So that's what's going on in Europe to simplify things. But yes, the British woke up one day, and they knew a lot about being colonial overlords. They had once ruled one out of four people on the planet. They knew how, as a minority, you could pit people against each other, and by dividing and conquering, you could balance their power and use them, manipulate them, rule them. And England suddenly woke up and found that's exactly what the European Union was doing to them. They were being turned into a colony of the superstate. And that's when they decided to exit. This is, by the way, not limited to Europe. The same thing was going on in the United States under the world of internationalism, of the New World Order, as George H.W. Bush used to call it. This was an attempt to bring in vast amounts of foreign population, mostly from Latin America, to change the cultural mix and the voting pattern here. I mean, if the people aren't going to vote the way the globalists want them to vote, then the way you change that is to just change the electorate. Just bring in a few tens of millions of new voters who will vote your way and control them that way. And that's what was being done here. That's what Donald Trump is really discussing when he says make America great again. He's not saying make the world government great again. He's saying make America, the nation, great again. And that, of course, is intolerable to globalists.
To me, we got about a minute or so before the break. I was fascinated going to Europe. I went to two places. I went to Greece and to England. I was in London and near Athens, not in Athens, but near Athens. And to see the EU's effect and what the people thought, and it was fascinating to me. It's almost a cautionary tale to America that maybe they're ahead of us a decade or so or what have you. But it's like, look, do you want this crap? I mean, do you not see what's going on? This is the exact same thing. I mean, am I up in the night or are these parallels pretty obvious?
Well, as a French political scientist once put it, government is the illusion by which everybody tries to live at the expense of everybody else. That is very much the ethos in Greece, where everybody tries to avoid paying taxes but living in a kind of semi-socialist state. The problem with the formation of the European Union, the currency called the euro, is the euro isn't really the euro. It's really the Deutschmark in disguise. It is an attempt by Germany
to win the third Great War
to control Europe of the 20th century. And Europe and England,
Germany almost
succeeded, but they made one miscalculation we can talk about.
Yes, on the other side, let's get to that. This is getting interesting, and we'll get to your article. Lowell Ponte, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Mendocino Fire, which is burning northwest of Sacramento, became the largest fire in California's history. Firefighters are continuing to battle the situation, but this man says it's so sad to see people lose all they had.
What can you say? It makes you sick to your stomach. Everything they worked for all their life, gone in a heartbeat.
The search continues for University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Now, she went missing almost 3 weeks ago. Now, her father is still holding out hope and believes she may be with someone.
I do believe that every day that we don't find Molly hurt or harmed, that she's somewhere where we can get her home safe. There's a logical scenario that she left with someone that she maybe knew. But again, that's all just speculation on my part, and a hope that she's somewhere that she's still safe and healthy and we can get her home.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept were coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began.
Speaking of fighting globalism, there he is, Andrew Jackson. There we go, Battle of New Orleans. Thought y'all would appreciate that. We're talking to Lowell Ponte, writer for WorldNet Daily, been editor for Reader's Digest. You can tell just a wealth of knowledge. He just drips with it, and it just is begging to tell the world and share his perspective, and it's a very interesting perspective. You mentioned the EU. You mentioned Germany made one mistake or one miscalculation. Why don't you discuss that a little bit?
They were trying to recruit all these different countries to accept the euro, a German-controlled, ultimately, currency, as their money, and that would give Germany a tremendous advantage in trade relations with all those other countries. But they didn't stop and think that when you give a country like Greece, a profligate country, the euro, bankers, even German bankers, would look at that and say, Well, we know that Germany is never going to let the euro collapse, and therefore they will have to prop up Greece no matter what Greece does. And therefore we'll lend them a lot of money. We'll just make any loan the Greeks want to them. The catch with that, of course, is the Greeks never had the wherewithal or the reasonableness to pay back those loans. It was, as P.J. O'Rourke put it, like giving whiskey and car keys to teenage boys. And so Greece borrowed something like $73 billion, which it did not have the tax base ever to pay back. And they've been in debt ever since. So have several other southern European countries known as the pigs. Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain, and of course they mean Ireland as well with the I there. And these were countries that were just not good investments for the European bankers. Nevertheless, it did give them a great deal of power and influence over those countries. And so Germany has been willing to pay better part of $1 trillion in bailout after bailout to countries like Greece. Meanwhile, a few countries did not accept the euro, even though they were in the European Union. England was one of them, which you visited. England always kept its own currency. And that's one of the few things that allowed them easily to walk out of the EU. They were not tied to the EU economically in the same way that other countries were. So that's what I was finding
fascinating.
By the way, on this day that we swelter in Southern California, I'm reminded of a day my wife and I walked in 104-degree heat up to the Parthenon in Athens. It can get warm there.
Oh, my gosh. It is impressive, that Parthenon. In London, let me ask you this, because everybody, it was fascinating. Every... you'd call White Britain, I don't know which UK member, I don't know, that was older, that was white, that you could tell had been there for generations. Every single one of them that I talked to was for Brexit, and the main reason was because they wanted control of their borders. They're tired of the immigrants coming in. Now, in London itself, I mean, most of the people working there are immigrants in one form or another. And virtually every immigrant I talked to was fine with the EU, wanted to stay in the EU, and loved it. I mean, it was so polarized to bring exclamation point to what you said about the voting blocks changing. I mean, it was just a matter of time before Britain would never exit the EU if they didn't do it now. What's your thoughts there?
Oh, well, that's true. And a lot of young people, too, like the idea that they could go take a job in Paris or in France or wherever. They did not have to worry about being of another country. So they regarded it as advantageous, too. And, of course, they weren't paying the tax burden, and they didn't see the dangers in the EU simply taking control of their government and wiping out their national identity. If the young people looked around, they would then have to decide, would we rather remain the United Kingdom or Great Britain, or would we rather just be blurred into a mass as Europe and then eventually a global community? Remember, Europe hasn't been all that skilled at handling their central banking, at maintaining economic stability. Well, to put it in from my view as a very cynical person, number one, it's as lunatic but brilliant poet Ezra Pound once put it after the carnage of World War I. They died, wrote Pound, and for what? For an old bitch gone in the teeth, for a botched civilization. The problem is the best of Europe came here, or to Canada, or to Australia. Those were the good Europeans, the truly creative, independent, entrepreneurial, freedom-seeking Europeans. The others who stayed behind are the dregs. They are the ones who did not have that kind of initiative.
Yeah. I was very surprised in Britain. I was very surprised how many of them, I asked what they thought of the Queen, and they were very pro-Queen, very, you know, felt like that was their grandmother or something. It just surprised me very much that they were so loyal and so affectionate towards her.
Well, I used to appear a lot on Canadian national television, and I remember one day I walked into a makeup studio in Edmonton, Alberta, And there, because we were on a show that, you know, traveled from major city to major city called 90 Minutes Live in Canada. And, my God, the makeup woman was a wonderful little Asian-Canadian lady. And she just went on and on about how the Queen is going to be a grandmother, and isn't it magnificent? I mean, they just absorbed their lives with the life of the royal family.
Hmm.
And I suppose that's a grand and pleasant thing. We tend to do it with celebrities, and the Queen is a kind of celebrity. How much real power she has exists only because she doesn't really use it. If she tried to use it seriously for any length of time, it would be taken away from her. So it's a wonderful ceremonial exercise.
I was, you know, even the one cab driver I was talking to, he said that, yeah, I can't even do the accent, but my father served the Queen. I'm thinking, oh, he worked in at Scotland Yard, or he worked at the Buckingham Palace. No, he meant he fought in World War II. And to them, they served the Queen. They fought in World War II. They served the Queen. I was like, wow, that's really weird. I want to transition to your new article, because we're going to run out of time if we don't. The ominous new wall around America. Walls and what have you. Trump campaign, that was a huge campaign issue, was the wall. But your article has a different twist on that. I think this is very important. Let's transition into that.
Sure. If Americans watch Donald Trump saying we may shut down the government if I don't get money to build the wall to protect America, if you have noticed that a wall's just been built, it now exists on all our borders. Of course, it's not a wall to stop immigrants, that is, people from outside coming in to collect welfare. And this is a great fallacy. Yes, we used to be a country of immigrants in a time when an immigrant couldn't come here and immediately stick his hand in your pocket. But once you have a welfare state, you can't casually let just anybody come into the country and begin collecting welfare. You'd be broken in the twinkling of an eye. So what we have instead is the IRS having erected an instant wall against immigrants with an E, that is, people trying to get out, most notably taxpayers. The IRS, thanks to authorization by President Barack Obama, now has the power to revoke the passport of any taxpayer whom the IRS deems to have, quote, seriously delinquent tax debt. They've arbitrarily, but it could be much less, said that for now, if they think, they don't have to prove it, it doesn't have to be a court ruling, if they think you may owe $50,000 in taxes and penalties, they can simply push a button on a computer and your passport is gone. Your passport will no longer work at any international checkpoint. And therefore, you basically are instantly a prisoner held within the United States, unable to leave in any place where you would need a passport. So those people who have bought a $10 million estate down in New Zealand, these Silicon Valley billionaires, who think they can fly there if the society suddenly begins to collapse, no, they're going to go to the airport and find that the government will look at them and say, oh, well, your passport's been turned off. It says you owe the government $12 million in back taxes. Of course, if you pay the $12 million right now in cash, we'll be glad to reactivate your passport. But until then, you're a prisoner here. Remember when the great American boast was, at least we don't have to build a wall to keep our people in the way the East Germans did. Well, now we have such a wall, thanks to the IRS, and they have announced that 362,000 U.S. citizens are already targeted by that wall. So welcome to freedom, boys and girls.
Well, we're to another break. We have one last segment with you. I want to get more into this. What is the implications here? I cannot see how that is constitutional. It's against the freedom of association, freedom of movement, and the First Amendment. Bingo. Bingo, Lowell. We'll be right back. ThePowerHour.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lowell and I were going back and forth there. He's going to come on. Hopefully, if he can do it, we're going to have him on regularly to get his perspective, because he is very, as you can hear, very thoughtful, a very biting commentary, and there's depth to his words that are very provocative. And in a time like this, we need provocative thought. So Lowell Ponte, his book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, is his most recent. Lowell, you came on last time, talked about the book. Let's promote that a little bit. Tell us what that book is about, what people can learn from it, and where they can get it.
Oh, sure. This is the seventh book Craig Smith and I have done together. You see Craig on every week on with Neil Cavuto or others on Fox Business or Fox News. And the essence of this book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, is that if the money goes bad, the morals will go bad in rapid succession. For example, Germany, we could do a 30-minute show easily on Germany and the implications of it. But Germany, after World War I, fell under the sway of the Weimar Republic, which was basically a socialist republic, much like the Social Democrats today, much like what the Democratic Party is turning into. And the essence of that was they destroyed the money by just running off trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars on the printing press. It got so bad that at the height of the hyperinflation around 1923, a person went into a cafe in Berlin, bought a cup of coffee for 5,000 marks, and by the time the waiter brought it, the price had gone up to 7,000 marks. That's how fast money was inflating. Now, under those conditions, one elderly man went in and brought his life savings to a government office and spread it out on the desk and said, "How much can my life savings buy now?" And the government people turned away. They couldn't bear to tell him that what he had worked and scrimped and saved for all his life now could not purchase one postage stamp.
Dear God.
But that is what our government is always leading us to. That's what it means when they say we're going to have required inflation under the Federal Reserve. Well, since they implemented progressive economic policies and just printing money rather than having money backed with gold, our dollar has lost, a dollar today is worth about 2.5 pennies of a dollar in 1913 when the Federal Reserve was implemented. In other words, the government has stolen from Americans about $220 trillion in value just by inflation, just by the lost value of the money. And this is what it means, because if you've seen the movie Cabaret, you've gotten a glimpse of where we are headed. I mean, the essence of Cabaret was, here were these fun-loving Weimar people having wild sex, having sex change operations, engaging in all kinds of things that would have been considered horribly immoral under the older German values. But as they dragged the values down into the gutter, suddenly the cabaret began filling up with people wearing swastikas, watching them. And you could tell that there was a reaction by the people. They did not want to be governed by that kind of socialist. They'd rather be governed by a national socialist who at least would fight communism and at least would fight the Weimar ethics and morals. The people really had no choice. It was one kind of socialism or another, both of which were monstrously evil. But this is what the people were left in Germany when socialism took over. It was kind of like Barack Obama's administration to the nth power. That was the Weimar Republic in the U.S., and it was destroying. Well, he was printing more than $1 trillion a year out of thin air. The socialist agenda now being pushed by the Democratic Party, if it were activated, if we had to pay for all of it, it would cost more than $42 trillion over 10 years, or about $4.2 trillion a year. In other words,
let me ask you a pointed question.
It exists now, would be added to the budget we have now.
Let me ask you a pointed question.
Money, Morality, and the Machine, 250 pages, too much to discuss, but we'll give it away free to anybody there who wants it. We'll pay the postage. We'll pay everything. It will not cost you a penny. And to get it, you just call 800, toll-free, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
There you go. Please call.
The whole issue over Brexit and so on. The quotes I was reading.
Call the number, ladies and gentlemen. Get this book. You're going to need it. Let me ask you a pointed question, because I've been wrestling with this, and I hate labels, and I don't like the Republican Party. I don't like the Democrat Party. But these damn Democrats, I mean, some of these people, these Democrat socialists, that the lady in New York, what have you, I mean, they're an out-and-out enemy to America is what I'm starting to feel like. I mean, am I being a little paranoid or what?
Well, let's give people who are lifelong Democrats and their grandfather was Democrats and so on. The Democratic Party used to be a patriotic, pro-American party that could engage in
JFK.
Reasonable discussion and try to reach reasonable compromise. The Democratic Party has been hijacked. The Democratic Party is now being run by people who have nothing to do with John F. Kennedy or earlier Democrats. They are now much, much, much farther to the left, as you can see. Well, for example, the number two head of the Democratic Party, Representative Keith Ellison, Muslim of Minnesota and Democrat, has declared on a T-shirt that he wears at various gatherings, "Yo, no creo en fronteras. I don't believe in borders. He doesn't believe there should be any borders in the world. He believes in true internationalism. This is part of a progressive movement that began, 200 years ago in Europe. It was dedicated to replacing everything we had, including religion, with science and the state. And the assumption was that with an elite, a highly superior elite of people, of scientists and government officials who had enough money and enough power, they would be able to create heaven on earth. They would be able to create a new Eden. They would be able to solve all our social problems. They would be able to make people equal. The only catch is they metastasized into socialism, Marxism, Nazism, fascism, and today's progressivism in the United States. They're all very closely related philosophies. They all want to replace God with the state. They all believe that individuals don't matter, that all that matters is the collective, that individuals are to be sold. And that's why they tend to view people as members of races or classes or groups. You are not an individual. You are not an individual precious creation of God. You are a member of a group. You exist in a shoebox labeled black, capitalist, whatever. And that is a profoundly dehumanizing philosophy, but it allows them. Well, communism, for example, has killed 100 million people in the last 100 years, says the Harvard University Press in its research. So it's not a human-affirming philosophy, but it's on the verge of taking over here in the U.S. because people just think Santa Claus. They don't believe in God, but they do believe in Santa Claus and the state of Santa Claus.
Just quickly, we're to the end of the show. It's been fantastic having you on, Lowell, and we will have you on regular. To me, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, this ethic of America, that's the only unifying principle that will save us in the future. Quickly, 10 seconds. Yes? No?
Yes. What can I say? I'm a great believer in human liberty and individual liberty.
Absolutely. So good to be with you, my friend. James McCann is going to be on tomorrow, and Laura Presley. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. ThePowerHour.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to angieslist.com today.